Yeah? Okay. Today's daf Mem Vav. We're actually up to the second line. On top of Mem Vav, it's continuing the sugya, but it's a clean break. First parak today, and we'll move on tomorrow, but first we have to do today. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavikah, Lila Nishmat, Avrumi's father, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. So the Gemara had said yesterday, and the Mishnah had said it, that the Gemara elaborated, that according to Rabbi Meir, he had an extra fire on the Mizbeach that was there for the sole purpose of burning any parts of Karbanot that had not finished getting burnt over the night. That's what the extra fire was. He said that yesterday. So, Amar Rabbi Lazar Bishom Bar Kapara, Rabbi Lazar says the name of Bar Kapara, over Hoy Rameir. Rameir used to say, Rameir said, it was Rameir Shita, that Ivrei Ola, the limbs of an Ola, Sheni Sosaru, that were left over, limbs of an Ola that were left over, Osilehem Ma'aracha Lif Bifnei Atzma. You make a special fire just for them, V'Sodron, and you're a Mesader, you place, you make an order, you fix up any limbs that are still outstanding, they go there, Vafilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. That's what Bar Kapara says. Now the Gemara says, "My Kamash Malon." What Bar Kapara come up with the Chiddush? What Katanina, our Mishnah says, "B'chol Yom, every day, Hayu Sham Arba Ma'arachos." Every day there were four, and on Yom Kippur there were five. So every day there were four. So Bar Kapara comes up with a big Chiddush. You know what? The Rameir says there was. The Mishnah says it. What's Bar Kapara adding? What's he saying? So Amar of Avin, so Avin says, you know what Bar Kapara is saying? Lo nitzrucha ela lipsulin. It's only true, even lo nitzrucha ela psulin, even if they're psulin, even if these limbs are pusle, even if these limbs are not limbs that were, whatever, somehow they became pusle, even then, it's still the Rameir's rule holds true. I would have thought from the Mishnah that that's only if they're kosher limbs, if it's the good parts. But a psulin, a psul, who's to say? Maybe that Rameir would say, don't have a special fire. Kamash Milan or Bar Kapara comes along to say, even psulin. No, that's next. First we're questioning the main part. We're gonna ask that Afilu B'Shabbos in a second. First we're asking the main, what's he saying? The kash on both statements. A on everything and B even on Shabbos. It says B'chol Yom. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. But before we get to Shabbos, we're talking about the weekdays. So every day, what's Bar Kapara telling me? I would have thought that's all. Yeah, that's true by not Psulin. But even by Psulin. Yes, even by Psulin. And this is what we said yesterday. V'dafka shemashla behen ha'or. That's only if the fire has taken hold, as so to speak, ruling over the limbs. Aba lo mashla behen ha'or, lo. But if the fire didn't take hold yet, then certainly Rameir would say that they don't get their own special ma'aracha. Rashi says, Shemash, what? They don't get anything, right. Shemash l'ben or, d'me'ahi shayta nasu lach moshel mizbeach. Once the fire takes hold of the limbs, it becomes the lechem of the mizbeach. And then you know what? They don't go off. Once they're on there, they don't go off. What? Yeah. It doesn't make a difference. Right, well, now we're going to Ikadi Amri, another version. Echad Ksherin, the Echad Tzulin. E Mashlam Hen are in. E Lolo. Right? So that's Ikadi Amri. So it's the first version saying. The first version seems to be saying it's only talking about the Tzulin. Right? So the second version says it doesn't make a difference. Right? Second version says Ikadi Amri. Echad Ksherin, Echad Tzulin. Whether the kosher or pasul, it depends on whether or not the fire took hold. Which is mashma, that in the first version, doesn't make a difference. If it's a kosher, it doesn't make a difference. You don't need moshel ben or, right. Only when the psulin you do.
So even if psul is considered lechem on his
bear? Right. As long as it started to burn. Exactly. Right. Right, so if it's Olo Yere, so that the question is that even by Psulin? So the question is, what does it mean Ola? So we're saying now it means that the fire took hold. That's what Ola means. Ola, if you put it up there, Lo Yere, but what if the fire didn't take hold and it's a Psul, So you have, then you have the mayor says, and maybe not. Or maybe it could be, it could be, it could be, it could be, it could be that that wouldn't get a special fire. That's what mayor means to be saying. That wouldn't get its own special fire to be burnt if it didn't burn the whole night. That's what mayor seems to be saying. What, the mission is somewhere, something different? Rashi says it. Hanach, the imal lo yardu. Rashi says it. They stay there. That's only if the fire took hold. Right.
Then if they fell down, then you wouldn't put them back up.
But it
takes them down.
Right. 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 So also, the question is he talking about a separate fire, or that's only, it's only a separate fire, or they're the same fire? Okay. Now, v'afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. So Bar Kapara said, al chiddush, even on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Tanina, v'hayom chamesh. Rameir said, but on today there are five. And Rashi points out, Shabbos and Yom Kippur are the same halachas. So if there are five on Shabbos, if there are five on Yom Kippur, there are five on Shabbos. That means that we're burning the fat of Friday on Shabbos.
Before our Shabbos.
What? What?
Before our Shabbos.
No. There are four on Shabbos, right. No, but the fact that Rameir said, there's a fifth one on Yom Kippur, that means there's a fifth one, that means there's that there are four on Yom Kippur also. And if there are four in Yom Kippur, there are four on Shabbos, because it's the same din. That means that we're burning fat of a Friday carbon on Shabbos, on Friday night. That's what it means. So, the Rameir said it already. So it's Bar Kapara adding on. So, Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Itzrich, no, Bar Kapara is necessary. You know why? Sogat at the Chamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili, what's the Mishnah said telling me? Hecha Dechal Yomaki Purim Lehios Acha Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday, then the chelvei Shabbos craven biyom Kippurim. The fats of Shabbos can even be burnt on Yom Kippur. We had this in Pesachim, if anybody remembers. We had what? No, not today. It can't fall out on a Sunday, but in times of Beis Hamikdash it could. It was done by Re'iyah, so it could have happened on a Sunday. So we had this in Pesachim. There's a pesukim there that connect. So the fats of Shabbos can be burnt on Saturday night, which is Yom Kippur. We had that already. That's old news.
This is Sunday morning.
What?
And that's
why
Sunday morning.
No. Avo be'emtza Shabbos. What if Yom Kippur is in the middle of the week? What if Yom Kippur is on a Tuesday? So Tuesday night is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Wednesday. Tuesday night is Yom Kippur. So I'm burning Tuesday afternoon's Karbanos on Yom Kippur?
Talking about Shabbos, not Yom Kippur.
What? Right, Rashi says, but they're interchangeable now. Now they're the same deen, they're interchangeable. Okay. Yes, and when he said Shabbos, he meant Yom Kippur. Right. So they're interchangeable now. So on a Tuesday night, it's Yom Kippur. It's called Nidre night. So you can even burn Tuesday afternoon's fat on Yom Kippur Tuesday night. So Rabbi never said that. The Mishnah never said that. So that, I need a Bar Kapara for. When he said Afilu b'Shabbos, he meant to say, anytime there's an issue of Havara, issue of burning things, issue of kindling, whether it's Shabbos, Yom Kippur, even if it's a weekday, even from Shabbos going into a week, Shabbos going into Yom Kippur, Shabbos Sunday, Sunday's Yom Kippur, that already, that's what the Mishnah talked about. That's not such a big chiddush. We learned that already once. We learned that in Pesachim, in the Samach somewhere. We learned that din, that Yom Kippur and Shabbos, Pesachim is special. But what about if Yom Kippur is in the middle of the week? Even then? Yes, even then. Bar Kapara comes along and says, even then. Now, Kamash Malon, even then, what? You could burn the fats of the day going into the night, going into Yom Kippur. So Amar Rava says, wait a minute. Man dahai delo chayish l'kimcha. It seems like this person doesn't care about his wheat. Meaning, it's kemach, his flour. Meaning, Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say anything. What it means is, it's somebody who doesn't care about his learning. Someone didn't check it out. Wasn't ma'ayin very good in the situation. Someone said something without thinking what he's saying. He doesn't care about his wheat. Just throws out a statement, right? Why? Because b'chol yom tanan. Says every day. So the bottom line is you don't need back apart. Came with the whole chiddush. No, the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos Sunday. Back apart is talking about any day of the week, right? That's what the Gemara said. Rabbi says, who said that? That doesn't make any sense. It says b'chol yom in the Mishnah. Every day there were four fires. Right? And in Yom Kippur there was an extra one. Every day.
No. But then you would think
just said that only on Shabbos, only on Sunday there would be five fires.
What? No! There's always a fire after the fire on Yom Kippur.
Not what we just said.
So, yeah.
The only time you have fifth fire is when Yom Kippur came out on Sunday, then you burned fast from Shabbos.
No.
Otherwise,
Yom Kippur had an extra fire unrelated for the Ketores.
Right.
Right, and the fifth one was special for the Ketores. We said that yesterday. So, it says every day. Yeah. Yeah.
There's only four fires.
No. No, so that's what Rav is saying. It doesn't say that. It says B'chol Yom.
Oh, so he's questioning the whole third day.
Yeah, the whole, but what do you base it on? It says straight up B'chol Yom. So the Gemara says Kasha. It's a Kasha. So the answer to the Kasha is what you're saying. The answer is that when it said B'chol Yom, it meant every weekday. That's what an A means. That's a little dachuk. Why should it mean that? It says B'chol Yom. Many times the Gemara wants to talk about Shabbos in the weekdays. It says, it specifies. On the weekdays, this is halacha, and on Shabbos, so. Right? It says, B'chol Yom, every day. So, I just saw something very interesting from it's a sefer called the Pri HaSadeh. He says, we always call, the Gemara anyway, calls learning the Lashon of Girsa. Right? Girsa means learning. Hachi Garsinan, it's a different Girsa. Right, we always call Girsa learning. The Gemara especially calls it that. He says it's based on this point of Rava. Rava says the guy that wasn't careful about his flour. So he says Girsa means it's from the expression of what's a Girsa? A Girsa is a bean. Right? Greasing are beans. What do you do with beans? You grind them. What do you do with learning? You learn. So learning comes from this whole idea of flour, of beans, of food that you have to work on very, very well before they're ready to eat. You have to grind it out. You have to spend a lot of time learning before you know anything. It's a lot to learn, a lot to know. So that's why the word became, the word synonymous with learning is the same word that's synonymous with working on a lot to make sure you know something. It's very interesting. Pointed out from this Gemara here with Rav. So we said it's Akasha. Well, so basically, you don't need, according to Rav, you don't need Bakapara. Because I know anyway that Shabbos is the same. It's all the same halacha. It says B'chol Yom. So the Ritva says, the answer is that the Bar Kapara thought somehow B'chol Yom meant every weekday. And on Shabbos, I wouldn't know. Therefore, I came along to say my Chiddush. That's what the Ritva says. Fly. Now, Upligi de Rav Huna. Rav Bar Kapara argues, all this is argued on by Rav Huna. What's Rav Huna say? The Amar Rav Huna said. So what are we saying? We're saying now, that on a Friday night, if it's a Friday night, you're allowed to burn the fat of Friday afternoon. Right, there was a Talmid al Bein Harbayim on Friday afternoon. That was allowed to be burnt into Friday night. That's what Bar Kapara says. Right? That is argued on by Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna says a statement that's very, very vague. There are going to be two versions, two opinions of what he means. According to one of those versions, it's a kasha. According to the other version, it's not. So, Upligi de Rav Huna. This argues on Rav Huna. The Amar who said, Tchiloso doche, the beginning is doche, sofo eina doche. The end is not doche. What does that mean? That means, if to break the statement in half, Tchiloso doche means, on Shabbos morning, Saturday morning, are you allowed to bring a carbon tamid? Yes. That's what chilasa docha means. You're shechting, you're killing an animal, you're doing a lot of malachas. Doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to bring a carbon tamid on Shabbos morning. What about sofo? What about the end of Friday's carbon? Friday afternoon's carbon. So you shechted it on Friday. Or the carbon tamid has to be shechted in the day. So you slaughter it Friday afternoon. It's not Shabbos yet. A lot of stuff has to go on till it's done. Can that stuff go into Shabbos? So he says, ain't a doch. No, it can't. It has to all be done by Friday before Shabbos starts. So even though he makes one statement, they're talking about two different animals. Chilaso is doch, is Saturday morning. Sofo ain't a doch, that's Friday afternoon. And that is argued on what we just said. Because we just said, doesn't make a difference. Now, Gufa. Now we're going to explain exactly what Rav Huna said and the two shittas of Rav Huna. Gufa. Amr Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Tamid, the carbon Tamid, Tchilaso Doche, the beginning is Doche, Sofo Eina Doche, the end is not Doche. Now we don't know what that means. We don't know what that means. The beginning is docha, the end is not docha. Mai eino docha. What does it mean? The end is not docha. What does that mean? So it's a machlokas between Rav Chista and Rabba. Rav Chista Omar, Rav Chista says, docha es ha-shabbos, it's docha Shabbos, the eino docha es ha-tumah. But it's not docha tumah. Now, according to Rav Chista doesn't argue about Kippur at all. Rav Chista says, on Shabbos, everything goes. You can do whatever you want to these animals. Because, we'll see why in Amud Beis, why he holds that. So that's the same exact opinion as Bar Kappara. Bar Kappara said, it's Docha Shabbos, and so does Rav Chista, in the Shita of Rav Huna. What's the problem? Tumo. That's a problem. That's not Docha Shabbos. Meaning if an animal's Tame, maybe it won't be brought on Shabbos, even if it's a Tzibur. And Tumo, we'll still, you know, that if it's a Tzibur, the whole Tzibur's Tame, it's okay, maybe not here. Why? Because it's Shabbos. The Heter only applies to Shabbos, not to Tumah. Rabba Omar, Rabba says the exact opposite. Doch es ha-Tumah. No. When Avuna made his statement that he's talking about Tumah, but the Eir Doch es ha-Shabbos. It's not Doch ha-Shabbos. That argues on Bar Kappara. Bar Kappara said everything goes on Shabbos. And Rav Huna comes along, and Rava in the Peshitta of Rav Huna says, no, not so fast. Now, so there's a machlokas between Rav Chista and Rava, or Rav Huna meant. Everybody holds Tchilasos Docha. What does that mean? It either means Shabbos or Tumah. And what does Sofo mean? Again, either Shabbos or Tumah. So one works, one doesn't work. Now, Amalei Abaya, L'Rava. Abaya says to Rava, Rava was Abaya's Rebbe. That's why maybe Abaya didn't see Rav Chista. So Abaya says to Rava, "Ludi doch kasha, ulu Rav Chista kasha." Both of you don't make any sense. Why? "Ludi doch kasha." According to you, it's a kasha. Maishna tuma. Why, according to you, Rava, is tuma okay? Why does tuma get to happen on Shabbos and not Shabbos? Why is tuma okay? If the animal is tuma, it's okay. Not Shabbos. If the animal's tuma, it's okay. The Tziv could it says b'moado. It says that the Tumah brought b'moado, v'afilu b'tumah. Even if it's tumah, it gets brought. That's what you hold, right? So then afilu b'shabbos nami b'moado. It also says b'moado b'shabbos, v'afilu b'shabbos. Your whole reason why we're going to allow a Torah b'tumah to be brought b'tumah is because of b'moado. The same moado should allow you to bring it on Shabbos. Why are you making the differentiation?
Wait,
what? Well, he's gonna explain everything. He's gonna explain everything. But that's a bias kasha. Kasha is, it's either all or nothing. It should be all or nothing. And the same kasha on Rav Chista. Ul Rav Chista kasha, same thing on Rav Chista. Maishna Shabbos. Why does he allow a tamid to be brought on Shabbos? Dichsiv b'moado. Because it says b'moado. And it's a point in time. Afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. So tomanami. So Tumah likewise, the Moado, it says in Moado, Tafilu b'Tumah, even Tumah. Right? So why does the Chista hold that? Even Rav Chista doesn't make any sense. Right? That's the Kasha. Everyone got that? It should be all or nothing. So Amalei, so Rav says back to Abaya, no. Lo didi Kasha, v'lo Rav Chista Kasha. It's not a problem according to either of us. You'll see why. Lididilo kasha, according to me, it's not a kasha. You know why? What do I hold? I hold tumah yes, Shabbos no. Why? Sofo kitzchilaso. Because I hold that the ending of Avodah has to be just like the beginning of Avodah. Which reads as follows. Tumah, the animal's tummy. Right? Tzchilaso, in the beginning, bar mitcha, tumahu. It's an animal that should be pushed off because it's tummy. Sofonami dochi. So too at the end, it's in the same, the tumah didn't go away. Tumah didn't go away. So I could shecht it, b'tumah, I could do everything, the zrika, the burning of the fat even. The beginning is called the shechita and the zrika, and the sof is the burning of the fat. The tumah is consistent throughout.
Who's the Kohan?
I think it's the animal.
Right, so
maybe it's Chai Yisrael. It's Chai Yisrael. That's not changing. Nothing's changing. Nothing's changing with this tumah. It's dachli the whole time. It's going to be dachli. In the beginning it's dachli. In the end, the whole thing is dachli. So you know what? Tumah Tumah could be brought even with Tumah. But Moado overrides the fact that it's Tameh, and the Tumah is not changing. And the Tumah is never going away. And at the time when it was time for me to bring this carbon, it was Tameh. However, by Shabbos, it's not true. Shabbos, the Tchilas Olav Bar Mitzcha, Lav Bar Mitzcha Shabbos, who? On Friday afternoon, there's no reason I can't bring it now. It's Friday. The carbon Tavet Shel Bein Harbayim had to be brought on Friday. Right? And what's the issue? The issue is that the Sof is going to be on Shabbos. The burning is going to take place on Shabbos. But the slaughter is not taking place on Shabbos. So it's not the same thing like Tumah. On Friday, you can't bring it on Shabbos. You have to bring it on Friday. So only half of it you need Shabbos. I don't think it could be done for that. If the whole thing is no good, I'll allow it. But on Shabbos, half of it's being brought in the afternoon, Friday afternoon. So who gives you the right to burn it on Shabbos? I don't agree to that. Shabbos, who sofo nami lo dachi. So I'm not allowing you to burn it on Friday night. That's why I'm very consistent. If the psul exists throughout, I'll allow it. But Moado, it does say Moado. If the psul exists throughout, the psul doesn't exist throughout. The psul only begins when it's Shabbos. So you have a sofo problem? Not interested. Right, not going to allow that. And Ulav Chista, and according to Rav Chista, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Sofo kitzchiloso lefloi. He doesn't hold of that distinction. He doesn't agree with that distinction of sofo tchiloso. He doesn't hold from that. However, what does he hold from? Shabbos, he also has followed Shabbos, the hutra hi betzibur. Shabbos is in a kind of hutra. Hutra means that what you're doing is totally permissible. The Avnei Nezer says, if you're being mechal Shabbos, and it's hutra betzibur, and you drive into the hospital, or you're shechting an animal, it's hutra. It's mamash like you're being mekayin Shabbos. By doing aveiros, you're being mekayin Shabbos. Why? That's what hutra means. That's the extent of hutra. We'll see in a minute what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's the extent of hutra. It's totally mutter. Shabbos is totally mutter. Therefore, you could burn them Friday night. It's no problem. Because it's Avnei Nezer, you're being mekayin Shabbos by burning things on Shabbos. Because it's hutra. It's totally mutter. There's two ways to look at Shabbos. What you have to do malacha on Shabbos, is it hutra, it's totally mutter, or is it dechuya? Dechuya means it's like a dochek. It's like we'll push off Shabbos, but as much as we don't have to push off Shabbos, we're not going to push off Shabbos. So why do we have to burn the fats of Friday on Shabbos? Don't do that. That's what Rabbi says. Rabbi says we're not doing that. You have to burn them all Friday afternoon. No, Shabbos is hutra. So it's totally mutter. It's totally free game, and you can burn them even on Shabbos. However, Tumah is the chuya hu betzibur. Tumah is the chuya. Therefore, tchilaso, the beginning, the slaughter, the sprinkling, the ikur kapara, that's the main kapara, that's dachi, that will allow. But sofo, just the burning of the fat, it's a lot of ikur kapara, not ikur kapara. It's finishing up, it's important. That lo dachi, that's not going to push off. So just to point out one idea here about we hold the Shabbos is hutra. And people always have this. They try to when it comes to Shabbos, and if they have to be mechal Shabbos, the most of the time it comes up is when it comes to health. People try to be so machmir on the Shabbos that they're shortchanging their health. But the Rav once told me that his father-in-law said the busiest night of the year in his life is Matzah Yom Kippur, because nobody takes their medicine. Nobody takes their medicine on Yom Kippur, and they're all in the hospital Matzah Yom Kippur because they're all sick, right? It's the busiest because people are being makel, so it's not the mechaber doesn't hold like that. The mechaber specifically says, listen, what? No, but we hold as hutra. You know, we use the language of docha as a Shabbos, but we hold as hutra. No, we just said we right. We paskin that Shabbos is hutra. Why do we use the language of dechuya? That's what the Gemara says sometimes by karbanos and by tumah and even by Shabbos. But we hold hutra. Therefore, if you have to do something, you don't have to cut corners. You don't have to wait. You don't have to do al yedei goy. You don't have to do any of that. Look what he says. The Mechaber says Makashal chal in a tzmicha omeid. You don't have to omeid. You don't have to sit and go. Oh, does it need? Do I have to go? You don't have to do that. Shafilu in ain shabekiyim. Even though you're not a baki, you're not a doctor. V'chole ain omer klum. The chal doesn't say boo. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Nevertheless, osim lo kol sheregilim lasas lo v'chol. Whatever you would do on a Tuesday, you do it on Shabbos. Then he says, "Avol kishiyaduim u'makirim osecholi." Then maybe different. If you have knowledge, you know. If you don't know, whatever you would do on a Tuesday, if you call a tzala, if you go to the doctor, if you go to the hospital, take the medicine, you do it on Shabbos as well. You don't play games. Why? Because it's hutra. The Mishnah Berurah says, he says, "Mimachel v'refuos u'mashma afal pish ein bo sakana b'minigas hadav rahu." Even though there'll be no sakana if you don't go, not gonna die. Kivan shacholi yesh bo sakana, but the choli had is a situation of sakana. Guy breaks, falls, whatever, falls, cut, whatever it is, it's a sakana. V'yesh hadavar tzorech tzas, v'yesh hadavar tzorech tzas. For a gil asas lo b'chol, you would do it in a different way if it's a Tuesday. Osin gam b'shavet, same thing on Shabbat. This is the Mishnah Berurah. And the Eidah Beralacha says that some posts can hold, many posts can hold. Shafil b'machem shetzorech gil ein rechal al day yisrael el b'davar sheish. If you can, if it's not going to make a difference, if it's just as easy, it's not going to make a difference, then already maybe you can use a guy. It's not going to make a difference. Bamish won't make a difference at all. Otherwise, absolutely not. This is one of the key makoros. We hold that Shabbos is hutra regarding holy, and after the take it even a step further. Your mamish being Mekai of Shabbos if you're driving to the hospital. You're being Mekai in the midst of Shabbos. It's amazing. What?
We had a different choir.
Yeah.
That it's better to have the if you have to be in the suet, you know, have to be members, to have the raw, you have the Tom Chacham to show
the right. That's how you take it even so far. Have Tom Chacham go drive the car. Right. To show that. Right. In the travels. Okay, so that ends that. Chacham will know exactly how to where it's necessary, where he can cut corners without it compromising the health. Right. The Tal Chacham is better. Right. So you want to come. Right. Right. Okay. Where are we up to? Itmar. Fine. Hamachave Eish Machta Umanora. Let's say you have the coals. Okay. New thing now. New topic. Let's say you have the coals that we took off the Mizbeach. And they're on the pan, on that shovel, or the menorah. Remember we said yesterday, you took the coals from the Mizbeah and brought them to kindle the menorah. That's only after Shimon HaTzadik died. Because when Shimon HaTzadik was alive, it was a miracle. The light would stay on, and they would use that light to kindle all the rest. But after he died, you had to go get fire from somewhere. So you'd get it from the Mizbeah. So let's say, as you walk into the menorah, it goes out. That's an Avera. Or the pan and the shovel. It goes out. So they're not supposed to go out. They're never supposed to go out. They're supposed to go out by themselves. So, Abaye Amar Chayev, you're Chayev for letting it go out. V'Rava Amar Potter. Rava says you're Potter. Now, Dich via Barosho Shal Mizbeach, if it goes out and you're up there on top of the Mizbeach, Kuli Amalo Pligi Dechayev. Even Rava agrees with Chayev. What'd you let it go out for? You should have been more careful. Either Bebezi, Beshogi, whatever. But you're Chayev. While you're up there, you're Chayev. Keep pligi. When's the machlokes? The achte aara, when it goes out on the ground, it falls to the ground. The kviyeh, and then it goes out. It's in your shovel already. It's in some keli, taking it to the menorah. And then it goes out. That's the machlokes. Abaye Amar Chayev. Abaye says it's a chayev. Rav Eish HaMizbeach. It's the fire of the mizbeach. The fact that it's in your hand, it's irrelevant. It's Eish HaMizbeach. Rava Amar Potter. Rava says, no, you're Potter. You know why? Kivan Dinaske Naske. No, because you removed it. So it's not an Eish HaMizbeach anymore. It's in your hand. It's in your shovel. Therefore, you're Potter. That's what Achalok is a Bayed Rava. Now, Elohada Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said the following. Rav Nachman said, Amar Rav Baravua, Hamorid Gachelas Me'agabi HaMizbeach. If somebody takes a Gachelas, a coal, off the Mizbeach, and it's in his hand, it's in a cleat on the floor, the kviya, and it goes out, chayev, you're chayev. Who says that? Abaya. Keman kabaya. But Rav Nachman holds like Abaya? That can't be. Why not? Because we always hold like a Rava over Abaya, right? Except for six cases, it's not one of the six. We always hold like Rava, and we always hold like Rav Nachman. That's another rule. So Rav Nachman can't be holding like Abaya. That can't be. Right? That's what the Mepharshim explained. That's the Kashi here. We always hold like Rava, and we always hold like Rav Nachman. So how can Rav Nachman hold like Abaya? So the Gemara says, no, Rav Nachman does not hold like Abaya. Well, Rav Nachman is talking about a special case. Afilu Tehmo Kirava. Hashem, in Rav's case, in Rav Nachman's case, lo intik le mitzvah. You didn't take it down for a reason. You didn't take it down for a mitzvah. You just took it down stam, playing around. So even Rav would agree if it goes out on the floor, it's no good. You took it down for a mitzvah. You took it down for the menorah, you took it down for the shovel, for Yom Kippur, and it goes out, okay, so then you putter. But if you take it down for no reason, even Rav would agree, Chayev.
What? I mean, it's just not, when it came to mitzvah, it's not.
No, so if you take it down for no reason, then it is Eishon Mizbeach. Only if you took it down for a reason. So that's what Rav would hold. What? What did you take it down for? Right, it becomes Eish for something else. Now it's Rav for the menorah. You took it down for no reason, so that's still Eish HaMizbeach. That's what Rav would hold. So, remember yesterday, or the day before, we said, Tosas asked the following question. Yesterday or the day before, we said that if the coals, we said that you take a very large shovel and put it into a smaller shovel. Right? That's what we did every day during the year. Take a large shovel of coal, pour it into a smaller shovel. And then what happened? We said that the coals fell on the floor. Right? And the coal's barefoot's going to burn his feet. What did we say? No. It went into a canal. So didn't that canal put them out? So aren't you putting out the coals? Right? You hear that? You hear that question? We said 2 days ago that the coal took a large pan every day of the year. He took a very large pan, put it into a smaller pan. Why? Because he wanted it to be heaping. But some of them fell off to the side and they fell onto the floor. And the Gemara and the Kadam were gonna burn their feet. So we said the Gemara said it. There was an Amma there, like a canal, and everything fell into the canal. So then didn't it all get extinguished?
So
no one answered that question. No one gives that answer.
It can't mean that if one coal goes out that you're going to be high.
Yeah.
If you only take off one coal and that goes out, then you're high. But if you take off a heap, because when the fire of the Mizbeach, not everything stayed and died down. But you're only high if the whole thing went out. Not if it was...
No, so apparently even if one coal goes out. What? No, let's say he did it on purpose.
He did the malacha.
Right, but so maybe it's a psik resha. I don't know. Tosfos gives two answers. None of them are the answers. Tosfos says, answer number one, that, what were you going to say?
No, I meant that
right. Right.
You know,
it's a psik resha. Nobody gives that answer. Tosfos has two answers. First of all, you're right. They wouldn't put it into the Amma until it went out. Once it went out by itself, it's okay. The problem is if you put it into the Amma, what's in the Amma? Water. So you're extinguishing it. Exactly. That's Tosfos' first answer. Exactly. That's Tosfos' first answer. What? No, so it's allowed to go out by itself. Right, right. Still hot coals. Maybe they covered it. So then it would go out, so it has no air. The second, the kash on that, because there's a Mishnah in Talmud, which seems to argue on that, you can't say such a thing. The second, the Tosfos the Rosh, I think he says, what they would do is, that the Amma didn't mean a place with water. It wasn't the standard Amma that we know and love, that they would throw the water down. It was a special, they would shovel to a special spot. It was basically just a hole in the ground, the coals would sit there, and then they'd go out by themselves. That's how Tosfos answers it. Tosfos the Rosh. Otherwise, it's difficult Gemara here. Okay, that's that. So we said that if you take it off the Mizbeach for no reason, then everyone would agree Chayev. But if you took it off for a reason, that's like for the menorah, for the whatever, for the shuffle, then it happened to go out, then Rava says you're potter. Because it became now designated for a different mitzvah. Ikedi Amri, another version of the same idea. The Akte Ara, you took it off the ground. If you took it off the ground, and went out, the Kuliyama lo pligi de potter. Everybody holds your potter. Keep pligi. When do they argue? The kviya berosh shel mizbeach. If you're on top of the mizbeach, that's what the machlokas is. You're up there and it goes out. Abai amar chayev. Abai says chayev. That's simple. Eish mizbeachu. Rav amar. Rav says potter. You know why? Kivan the naska. Once you designate it for something else, even if you're still up there, once it's separated for a different purpose, even if it goes out, even if you're still up on top of the mizbeach, you're putter. Eh, Elah Hadam Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Baravua, Hamori Gachelos Me'agabi Amizbeach V'kav HaChayiv. Rav Nachman said that if you take it down, you're Chayiv. So nobody holds that. Nobody holds that. Come on, Lo Kavayiv Lo Karava, like nobody? So the Gemara answers, no, Hasam, Lo Itik Limitzvasa. Rav Nachman's talking about a case where you took it down for no reason. If you take it down for no reason, everybody will hold your Chayiv. Even Rava, even Abaya, they all will hold it. Hasa, what are we talking about over here? Intik Limitzvasa. We're talking about on top, you remove it for a mitzvah. So it's a machlokes, Abaya and Rava. Rava says you're putter because you designated it for something else, and we pass it in like Rava. Hadron alach tarif bakalpi, hadron alach tarif bakalpi, hadron alach tarif bakalpi. Tomorrow we start a brand new perek. Tomorrow's famous Gemara. So if it's not famous yet, we'll make it famous tomorrow. And that's tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
No, it's one story that's famous.